You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach talking Washington Nationals with MLB.com's Nationals beat reporter, Bill Ladson. Bill, it's kind of an intriguing offseason for the Nationals because it definitely feels like there's some element of not having gotten where they wanted to, and yet at the same time, there's not a lot that can be changed about this club. So I think the first question I have for you is really kind of a broad, what is priority one? What does this team want to do between now and spring training to get to be where they want to be next October?
Well, priority one is get their free agent signed. What I mean by that is they have important free agents after the 2015 season. That's Ian Desmond, Doug Fister, and Jordan Zimmermann. And they have to decide if they can sign those guys long-term. If they can't, it wouldn't shock me if some of them were traded. It really wouldn't. Denard Span's another guy. And it's really going to be interesting because they offered Ian Desmond and Zimmermann long-term deals of 5 years, and they were turned down. So it'll be interesting if they can be signed. And, you know, I tell you, I would not be surprised if Zimmermann especially is traded because they have some right-handers who are coming up. A.J. Cole, Brett Trinan is another guy. And also, Giolito is going to be coming up within a year. So it'll be interesting if they really have interest to sign Zimmermann long-term.
Is there one of those guys that you think it's particularly likely that a deal does get done this winter?
If I had to take a guess, I would say Fister more than anyone, only because Fister doesn't seem like the type of guy that, you know, wants to be the top paid pitcher or whatnot. So it wouldn't shock me if he was the guy that was signed.
Do those deals, whether they get done or not, affect what they do this winter? And what I mean by that is particularly if you're talking about somebody like Zimmermann, that's a pretty enormous commitment for a long time. Based on their reads as to whether they're going to be paying those guys big time for a long time, does that affect maybe what they do on the free agent market this winter, or are they kind of separate questions?
I think they're kind of separate questions. I mean, because in terms, I don't see them dabbling in the free agent market all that much. If anything, they might go after a free agent second baseman. But I think most of their transactions will come via trade this year because you know they have a payroll, a big payroll as it is, and I just don't see them adding all that much.
You kind of led into my next question, which is what do they do about second base or maybe third base? I mean, you've got a nice option there in Rendon, who can play two different places, but somebody's got to play the other spot. What do they do about whether it's second base or third base and securing that last spot in the infield?
Well, it's definitely going to be Rendon at third base for sure. But as far as second base, you know, they're having their organizational meetings this week, and it's, you know, they're trying to figure out what to do with Danny Espinosa, believe it or not. I spoke to Mike Rizzo yesterday, and it will be up today. And he said something very interesting. I mean, they're thinking about making Espinosa just a right-handed hitter. He was productive from the right side last year and was an automatic out from the left side. So it'll be interesting how they figure out what to do at second base. Now, what they have with Espinosa, he's an excellent second baseman defensively. And they're just trying to figure out how to make him more consistent as far as the bat is concerned. And that could be just making him just a right-handed hitter.
Does that mean Cabrera is likely out the door?
From what I understand, there's no question that he's not coming back. You know, he wants a lot of money, from what I understand, and probably not, no. And he wants to play shortstop, too, so that doesn't help matters.
And then likewise, the about the easiest call anywhere on this club, fair to say Rafael Soriano will not be a member of this club in 2015 as well?
Absolutely not, no, he will not. They're probably going to take a chance with Drew Storen, but you never know because after the 2012 postseason, they ended up trying to get another closer. So it could happen again. It's hard to tell.
And that was what I was going to ask next. Do you think that that the bullpen will be an area that they address this winter, or are they pretty satisfied with what they've got?
I think they're going to address it somehow. I really believe that Tyler Cliver is going to be traded, and the reason I say that, and he's been a great reliever for them, because he's arbitration eligible for the last time. He becomes a free agent, and he's going to be making a lot of money. So I think he's going to be traded, and they probably know the Nationals. They're probably going to either try to get their second baseman that way or, you know, try to get some prospects in return.
It's kind of an interesting question when we talk about trades with this club, because you've mentioned a couple of guys who might go out, and it seems like there are needs that they could address via trade. I mean, do you anticipate multiple deals, maybe a lot of balls in the air, or do you think it's maybe kind of a one-for-one, one deal kind of addresses a couple of issues?
You know, it depends. I mean, you know, if you look at Mike Rizzo's history, he's traded for a lot of players. I mean, in deals, like with Lobatone. Lobatone was the only player he acquired last year. I mean, he got some minor leaguers in return. So I can see those type of deals. And, you know, with Mike Rizzo, unlike Jim Bowden, I covered him for almost like 7 years. You know, Bowden was easy to read. Mike Rizzo is hard to read. So you just never know.
It's this club had a lot of success, and two out of the last 3 years has had a lot of success in the regular season. So on the one hand, there might be some hesitation to do any kind of heavy lifting as far as maybe trading off the major league roster. At the same time, as I mentioned in the beginning, I think there's some sense that there's more to be tapped. Do you think there's any desire to shake up the clubhouse even a little bit? Not that it wasn't a good clubhouse, but that maybe to get some kind of oomph or just shake it up somehow to get this club to where they want to be in October?
No, I don't think that's needed. I mean, I think losing Adam LaRoche, that's a big enough shakeup as it is, because he's not coming back. And because he was a great clubhouse guy, a leader. So the clubhouse is going to be shooken up no matter what. But you know, I don't think you need that type of shaking up. I mean, it's a great clubhouse. They believe in each other. I wouldn't say that there are no factions like it was when I was covering this team in like 2005, 2006. It's a totally different atmosphere now, and that's because of Mike Rizzo. So, no, I mean, you just got to get the right players, have the right luck when they get to the postseason. That's the bottom line.
Seems like one thing that could be done maybe quietly and inexpensively would be to bolster the bench some and maybe get some more offensive options. One way you upgrade an offense is not necessarily bringing a big bat, but bringing guys to sort of help fill in and fill roles. Do you anticipate that is one thing that could happen with this club this winter?
Oh, no question, Matthew. They need to overhaul it again for the second year in a row. Kevin Francis was really their most productive bench player. And the players that we saw last year, you know, most likely are not coming back, Harrison and Cheerholz. And, you know, I made the suggestion last week that maybe they should even consider trying to reacquire Michael Morris, because when he was with the Nationals his first 2 years, he was an excellent pinch hitter. So, and I know he wants to play every day and everything, but I really would consider Michael Morris. Because we saw what he did in the postseason this year, coming off the bench, he did great. And I think it would be no different if he were in a Nationals uniform doing the same thing.
Are there any other sort of less obvious targets that you might think would be interesting fits for this club?
Well, you know, Ben Zobrist is another guy. And I know he's not a free agent, and I know that the Tampa Bay Rays have been announced trying to trade him. But, I mean, he would be a great fit, too, because he could play all over the place. He could play second base. He would solve their second base problems. And I got to tell you, Matthew, I've heard about Ben Zobrist ever since David Johnson first became manager of the Nationals, because he managed him, I guess, during the Olympic team. And I got to tell you, he was always bragging about Ben Zobrist, saying how great he was. And now I wouldn't be surprised if the Nationals tried to trade for a guy like him.
Gotcha. All right. Well, Bill Adson, thanks for taking some time here to chat on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, t-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.